Okay. On the morning of the concert, a puja was organized at Ravi's home. It was Kokila Ben's idea. The ceremony was small. Besides the household staff and the priest, there were only Sandhya and her parents present. The priest chanted mantras and poured ghee over the fire. Ravi's eyes watered. It was probably the smoke, but Sandhya could not help noticing. Is something wrong? I'm a little exhausted, that's all. It's a big day for you. Try and get some rest, she said. Ravi touched the feet of the two elders. God be with you, my son. Kokila Ben put a tikka on his forehead. Ravi was not sure about Sevji, but he knew she loved him. She gave him a gold coin in a red velvet pouch. Sandhya still looked worried. Pain is necessary to produce music, Ravi said to her before he left. Ravi went to his room to wipe the tikka off with a wet cloth and change for the press conference being held in a midtown hotel, an easy location for the media from both directions. The questions were inane. One reporter asked about the compositions he had selected for that evening, and Ravi said he wanted to keep them a surprise. There were questions about his engagement to Sandhya and a possible date for the wedding. Another reporter wanted to know if it was true that the concert was the prelude to his future father-in-law's political career, a question he evaded expertly. Once the conference was over, he checked the arrangements. He told his driver to take him to the stadium where he checked the arrangements. He was particularly concerned about the comfort of his musicians. As arranged, he had a light lunch at Sevji's place with the family. Ravi had discouraged the old man from inviting the big wigs of the city. In the afternoon, Ravi went to see Dolly. The police were here, she said, as soon as she opened the door to let him in. Whatever for? Is everything all right? I don't know, you tell me. The man, some row or something, went through my things. The thought made Dolly shudder. I was not at home. They took away your kurta, the one I had washed and ironed that night. Ravi sat down on the sofa, shaken. Minutes went by. Are you sure it is the kurta I gave you to wash? Yes. He sat for a long time in silence. It doesn't matter, he said finally. He seemed relieved. He got up to leave. Are you coming to the concert tonight? As soon as he said it, he regretted it. I have not been invited. There was a tinge of bitterness in her voice. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. He put his arms around her and kissed her hard. It made her cry. Dolly knew this was the last time she would ever see him. I love you. As he said it, his mind ticked off the number of years he had known her. I know. She could have told him the months and days as well. I should have married you. I know. She smiled and ran the back of her hand down his cheek. He reached in his pocket and took out a cloth pouch. I want you to have these. He handed it to her. She opened the pouch and took out two gold bangles. They had exquisite designs, perhaps generations old. These are beautiful. Thank you. They once belonged to my mother. He had never told her about his parents or his past. She had always been curious, but as was her nature, had never asked. I will treasure them. Her eyes glistened. He put his hand on the doorknob to let himself out. He hesitated. I was named after a river, he said. Ravi is a lovely name. Our hut was on its bank, and we lived off its bounties as it rippled past our lives. He paused a long time. My mother was a whore, he said, his voice breaking. Dolly was alarmed. What a thing to say. She removed the handkerchief from his pocket and wiped his mouth. Are you all right? When I was 6 years old, my father told me my mother was a whore, he said. I did not know then what it meant. She stood by my bed while I pretended to be asleep the morning she left. I could smell her, the way she always smelled when I was close to her. I followed her to the door, watched her climb into a truck at the end of the path from our hut to the road. I heard the engine come to life and saw the truck disappear down the road in a dusty haze. I think she saw me, but I'm not sure. My father's voice was almost a whisper when he said it. Neither of us ever mentioned her again. She must have had a good reason for leaving you, Dolly said gently. We wouldn't have survived if she had stayed with us, Ravi said. It was a long time before I realized that. Do you think of her sometimes? She asked. Every day of my life. Good luck tonight, Dolly said. You're supposed to say break a leg. That too. Ravi paused at the elevator and turned back to where she waited, a lump again swelling in his throat. You know something? What? All these years, she never probed into my background. She did not ask what caste I belonged to. Sandhya? Not even her mother? Not even her mother. And that's the strangest part. Her mother does not even go to a restaurant for fear of eating out of a polluted plate. She must have told her parents not to. Perhaps. It was not the first time Ravi had marveled that Dolly never expressed any hostility towards Sandhya, never complained, never probed. You are lucky you managed to erase your past. I could not, she said. Did I? I know so little about you. As it turns out, I don't know very much about me either. We are alike, you and me. We keep our past to ourselves. We are both tainted goods, he smiled. Dolly laughed. Speak for yourself. It was time to go. He pressed the button and waited for the elevator to arrive. As the doors closed, Ravi saw Dolly stand in her doorway with her arms crossed. A single tear escaped her eye.